It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. With the recent revelations that the National Security Agency is obtaining our personal information from Google, Microsoft, Apple, and other technology companies, consumers have been looking for a way to protect themselves from being spied on. Carnegie Mellon University researchers believe they have found the way with an app even the NSA can't break into. It's called SafeSlinger, and joining us to explain how it was developed and how it works is Mike Farb, research programmer at CMU, who helped create the app. Mike Farb, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hello, thanks for having me on.
How long has this been in the works?
So this has been a project. Certainly, your lead-in news story is timely, but we've been developing this product for the past 2 years, and certainly there's been a lot of previous iterations to make this level of security usable for the end user.
So as you've mentioned, you've been doing this for a couple of years. So this was well ahead of the revelations about the NSA and all of that. So what was happening, or was there something that in particular that spurred you and your colleagues at CMU to say, okay, we've got to come up with something that can protect people from having their information that they're exchanging in their mobile internet devices from being hacked into?
Well, sure. The impetus is there are certainly a lot of ways that perhaps an attacker might try to steal some of your information. But the classic problem we have is I can certainly use systems like PGP that have been around since the early 90s to encrypt my data back and forth to some individual, and that's been around for quite some time. But what we wanted to add was a higher level of usability, because it's difficult for an end user using PGP, if they're trying to learn off the fly, to exchange public keys in such a way that they can verify that the key they're using, they're communicating with someone else, belongs to that person. And we're trying to protect against this attack called the man-in-the-middle attack, where someone observing your key exchange for the first time before you ever send a text message can take the key you send out, replace it with one of their own, and essentially act as an intermediary between you and another party. And that's the problem we're trying to avoid.
And so, and in the meantime, you have no idea that any of this is happening.
Right. You would never necessarily know. An attacker could certainly pose as you, generate their own key, and then essentially act as an intermediary channel.
Very scary. Now, why can't cryptology alone address the problem?
There are a couple of techniques that you need. We talk about security, and it's a very broad term, but you really want the secrecy, right? You want to encrypt your messages, decrypt them on the other end. That's certainly one property, but the one that may be difficult to attain is the authenticity, a verification. Now, the key that I send to some individual at the beginning of my communication exchange is the one that arrives, right? Because these keys are huge, long numbers, and it's not that easy to necessarily maybe write it on a piece of paper and hand it to them, and they can type it into their system. We want to make this process easier.
So this allows users to gain control over their exchanged information, and it's just one more proactive way to let the person that you're communicating with know that you are you, or vice versa.
That's correct.
How long does this take to set up? You said it took 2 years to develop. So let's say I've got a smartphone and I'm thinking, okay, I want this I want this SafeSlinger app because I'm really worried about having my identity stolen or my information hacked into.
Absolutely. So the idea is that you install the application, and it only takes a minute or two to set it up. It will generate a public and private key pair for you. It'll ask you to create a passphrase which will protect your private key on your phone, so only the person who knows the passphrase can access it and can access your messages. That's the only way you can get into them. From then, you need to find another user, assuming you've already done this, who also has it installed on their phone. And then you press we have a button. It's called Sling Keys, and you essentially sling your keys. It sounds very simple, and we try to make it very simple. All the two users have to do is compare one number and one set of three words. And once that's done, the keys are exchanged, and the user can begin text messaging without fear of having stolen data.
Now, Mike, I do happen to have a smartphone, but I'm pretty much of a Luddite. So if let's say that I'm communicating with somebody that has this technology and suddenly they are wary of communicating with me because I don't have it, then what do I have to do? I obviously have to get this, don't I?
True. And right now it's a system that, you know, if you want to text message to someone, you use you as our app. The text messages are transported using our application. It isn't it's something you could use over like a text message or I'm sorry, like an SMS or MMS kind of system. But the advantage is we also you're not using your data your text messaging minutes to do this. You're using just your internet connection to do it, and your data is still protected.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Now, I read that this software was introduced at last week's MobiCom 2013 conference for mobile computing and networking. What kind of reaction did it get?
Well, it was good. I think it was well received. I think that people have been waiting for something like this to sort of close the last mile of this problem of ensuring that keys that are exchanged are authentic. One of the nice things about having it presented at MobiCom is that there are so many systems there to improve the mobile experience for users. And since more and more people are moving from like a feature phone to a smartphone, and that computing power and that ability to easily navigate the application are quite key, and I think why it's useful at this time.
We're talking to Mike Farb, research programmer at CMU, who helped to develop the Safe Slinger app. It's Essential Pittsburgh, and I'm Paul Guggenheimer. You're listening to 90.5 WESA. Years ago, I guess they still have them to some extent today, the old fuzzbusters that could tell you when there was a police car up ahead on the interstate that might be monitoring to see how fast you were driving. They had these devices that would warn you that there was a cop up ahead. And the technology kept falling behind. The police would find ways to disguise the signal that was detected, and then they would come out with a new model of a fuzzbuster that would pick up the signal, and then, you know, it was this back and forth chess game going on. So with this new app that you've developed, how long will it be before someone at the NSA or elsewhere figures out a way to break through it?
That's a good question. Our application is going to be released open source before the end of the year. We want other security professionals to examine it. We want those experts to audit it to make sure that none of these backdoors are possible that people are worried about. And in terms of keeping up with the technology, certainly it's a good question. I can't predict the future.
Well, do you put it through these through the car wash, as they call it, where you have, I mean, some of the best hackers in the world are on college campuses, and I would guess CMU would have some people that are particularly proficient at it. Do you have them go up against what you've set up your app to see if they can to test it?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had our network security experts in the classroom and out of the classroom. Go through several security reviews, examine it, test it, play with it. It's one of the reasons that we're 2 years along, because we've spent quite a bit of time making sure that we've protected the end user who uses this, and it'll be great to have that open source out there so that we can also invite other members of the community, security community, to contribute and continue to examine it.
But to the extent that you can, you've tested it, and you're pretty sure that this is going to be working and relevant for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. We're happy with it, and If anyone has any questions, we have the white paper that was published that gives the details of the SafeSlinger protocol online, so that if anyone has questions, they can certainly look on our website, and we have some contact details there.
And do you have a patent on this particular technology that you've developed?
No, there's no patent. We want to keep it open, and the patenting decision is actually not mine. The university would do that, and we have to pass through appropriate licensing to make sure that it's the open source is it goes through the proper channels when it's available.
Mike Farb is research programmer at CMU who helped create the SafeSlinger security app. And one last question for you, Mike: when is this technology available now?
It sure is. It's available for iPhone devices, any of that class of device, iPad, iPod Touch, and any Android device.
Good to know. Mike Farb, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, thanks so much.
Coming up, with the Pirates season on the line tonight, we'll explore the delicate psyche of Bucko Nation with USA Today writer Carmen Gentile. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.